Flags have always been very potent symbols, identifying who's in and who's out, who's on our side and who's not. The American flag, more than the Union Jack, has assumed a kind of identity with America as such, and the children salute the flag every morning at school. It's subject to a flag code. They set up a big conference and, like all big conferences, came up with a completely unwieldy beast, indicating all the rules. You shouldn't let it touch the ground, etc., etc. You shouldn't lose it on clothing. It's not often honoured in the observance, I have to say. The whole frisson of anybody walking on it or burning it, it has become a kind of revered object. The Union Jack, we're much more casual about it. There is no code. There is a kind of law of practice, but and whatever anybody does to the Union Jack, it's not a matter of great moment, whereas in America it certainly is. And any artist tackling the flag, therefore, is stepping into an area which is both advantageous and disadvantageous. It's advantageous since you can create a sensation very easily. It's disadvantageous since you've got a lot of flak thrown at you.